Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome again to Higher Consciousness. As always, I am so very, very happy and honored to have you listening to our show this evening. We are a holistic, metaphysical radio show, and we cover topics that include metaphysical, cultural, political, and spiritual dimensions. And as always, we invite you, the listening audience, to call in to talk with your host, Professor Jamila Franklin, and that is who I am. And you can call in to talk to our featured guest. Our featured speaker this evening is Cynthia Schwartzberg, LCSW. And tonight's topic is We Are All Connected. But before we get to Ms. Schwartzberg, I'd like to give you some background information. Higher Consciousness has a listening audience number. The number of people in our listening audience is over 45,000. We have been on the air since October 12th, 2012, and this is a worldwide radio show. For our show, we invite people to call in, and it is not a debate show. What we do is we honor and respect all people and all viewpoints. So if you call in to talk with our listening, with other members in the listening audience, we do not encourage debates. We encourage intellectual discussions. And the number to call in would be 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. The purpose of this show is to connect with you on a heart-to-heart and soul-to-soul level. So we invite people to call in to ask questions that may have been not addressed in the past and to enlighten you about any topic that is metaphysical or spiritual, cultural or political. And we also invite you to invite other people that you know who would love to have their consciousness raised. And we are here every Monday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Okay, so this evening I'm going to give you more information about our guest. Tonight, Cynthia Schwartzberg will discuss the reasons people experience unhealthy, traumatic relationships. She will provide solutions to prevent the patterns. So again, call in at 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Cynthia is a therapist, speaker, and trainer in the mind-body field of healing, and she's been in this field for over 3 decades. Cynthia Schwartzberg brings a wealth of training and experience to her private practice in integrative therapy called Synthesis. Integrating cutting-edge therapies such as brain spotting, EMDR, core energetics, and guided imagery, Cynthia supports her clients' innate wisdom to heal, integrate, and develop healthy, long-term, and meaningful relationships. Ms. Schwartzberg obtained her master's in social work from New York University and her bachelor's in psychology from American University. Cynthia has been dedicated to helping people shift their life force energy from fear to love. She has assisted her clients of varying ages as they navigate life's passages. Through her work, her clients free themselves of core pain, beliefs, which may show up as anxiety, depression, fear, conflict, feeling lost, disassociation, disorganized, feeling frozen or overwhelmed by grief or loss. And I know everyone in the listening audience has encountered one of those emotions at some point in his or her life. She works in individual, couples work, and workshop settings. Some of her clients have included professionals, leaders, actors, artists. And Cynthia also believes all people have the capacity to heal as long as they have the desire. She guides her clients in growth and development to a greater sense of sustained empowerment. Her passion is to assist her clients integrate both within themselves and with one another. She is a presenter for the International Institute for the Study of Trauma and Dissociative Disorder, National Association for Social Work, the Georgia Chapter, the Clinical Society for Social Workers in Georgia and New York, and has been on the faculty for the Institute of Core Energetics since 1986. She continues to give workshops nationally and internationally in brain spotting. Now, this dynamic guest is also hosting two very, very powerful workshops, upcoming workshops. I wanted to give you information about that. And she will also go into detail about these workshops. And I would encourage anyone within the Georgia region, South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida, to come to these wonderful workshops. You would definitely learn a lot, and you would be motivated, and you will also be encouraged to do things differently. Phase one, brain spotting training in Atlanta, and the dates are April 25th and 26th, and the time for that workshop is 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And she's having a workshop on relationships, and that's entitled, We Are All Connected, the same as the title for our discussion this evening, because we all are connected. And that workshop will be Saturday, May 3rd, 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And the benefits of the workshop on relationships is that you will feel grounded and connected to self. You will have communication skills to enhance the quality of your relationship with others. And you know the most important relationship is the relationship with self, and she's going to also show you how to do that as well. You'll feel a greater connection to the community around you. And at this workshop on Saturday, May 3rd, you will strengthen your relationship to the planet. Make it count. Awaken your connections and maximize your relationship to self, others, community, the planet. And for more information, you can register online at www.synthesis, that's C-Y-N, as in neighbor, T as in Tom, HASIS.com. Again, the website is www.synthesis, C-Y-N-T-H-A-S-I-S.com. And for more information, you can contact or talk to Cynthia this evening, but you can contact her at Cynthia Schwartzberg, 917-816-3534. Again, her contact information is 917-816-3534. Her website is www.synthasis.com. Now, having given you that information, what I want to do now is bring on our wonderful guest so she can enlighten us more and talk about this wonderful concept that I mentioned before in terms of we are all connected, because we know that in theory, but I think a lot of us really need to know how that feels experientially as well as emotionally and energetically. And Cynthia is a person who has done a lot of wonderful work in dealing with energy. And energy is a buzzword that a lot of people now are using, but it's very, very important in terms of the field of metaphysics and spirituality, because everything is energy. And she would tell you, if you're having relationships that are not fulfilling and relationships that, that are not satisfying, we will now be able to address the reasons why those relationships are not satisfying, because sometimes what happens is people leave relationship to relationship and they blame the partner, when in fact, I've told people, if you keep changing people but you're still not feeling the completeness, the common denominator is you. So it's not the people, it's not anything outside of us, it's us. We reflect what's on the inside and we attract what is on the inside. So without further ado, I will bring on Cynthia.
Hi,
greetings,
thank
Cynthia.
You so much. Hi, thank
How
you.
Are
thank
you?
Thank you very much. I'm great, and I just want to thank you for inviting me to the show and to sharing and talking about the workshop and the benefits of the workshop. How are you tonight?
I'm very, very, very well. Thank you for asking. I am so excited about these two different workshops. But let's talk more specifically about the one I'm dealing with relationships, because that's the one that's going to happen May 3rd. So what encouraged you to come up with this novel idea? Because when people usually have workshops on relationships, they usually are having couples talk to each other, how men can relate better to women, how women can relate better to men. And yours is not gender specific. You're just basically talking about the energy that people bring to relationships. So it's very different. And I think that's really good. So talk, give us more information about how you came up with this idea, what inspired you, and a little bit about your past as well, too. Because I know you're from New York.
Right.
A little bit of information.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. So that's a great question. What brought me to it, I was thinking about wanting to give a workshop on relationship, and so many of them do have a lot to do with how are you in relationship with other people. And often when
right.
I work with people, it tends to be come back to, but who are you and what do you bring
mm-hmm.
to the relationship? So and many, many years ago, I actually took a workshop on self, other, the community, and God. Your relationship to yourself, your relationship to others, your relationship to the world, and then your relationship to God. And I think that has always stuck with me. And what I really have a lot of passion for giving people tools of how to best help themselves. So working with couples and working with individuals in terms of their relationship issues was really what inspired me. So,
mm-hmm. What were some of the concerns that came up when you were working with couples? What was like a dominant theme?
Couples often get into power struggles. And
mm-hmm.
the other thing that happens is they tend to act out problems from their history. So
mm-hmm.
like what you were talking about before, you said you leave a relationship with a partner, but then you enter, another relationship, and you bring yourself.
Yeah.
So we wherever we stopped, we pick up because
yeah.
we are there.
That reminds me of the Peanuts cartoon when you see Pigpen. Pigpen is walking around with his dirty blanket wherever he goes, and the blanket follows him. That's what I tell people. If you don't heal your relationships or your issues, they just follow you. You go to a different setting where everything is fine, and then you show up with your history. So it's true, and a lot of times people keep blaming their partners when, in fact, they need to do their own inner work.
Right. And actually, more of the self-help books, like I personally worked with this book called Calling in the One, and there's a lot of other similar books out there where you do a lot of self-work, and a lot of people say,
mm-hmm.
you know, first you need to get into relationship with yourself to
mm-hmm.
really help break those patterns. And
mm-hmm.
and you use some of those tools of, like, looking at what brings me into it, what are my patterns, where do they come from, things like that. So
mm-hmm.
Self-reflection and getting in relationship with yourself. And, you know, somebody recently said to me, the way you treat yourself is like, well, would you ever treat a friend like that? You know, like the way we talk
mm-hmm.
to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Your friend mm-hmm. would leave you, but you can't leave yourself.
That's true. That's why I tell people, you wake up with you. You can't divorce you even if you try to, with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And sometimes the self-talk that we do within our heads is just so punitive. It's just not supportive at all. And we would not do that for someone else. And so in a workshop, the workshop that you're going to have on May 3rd, what can people expect from this wonderful workshop?
Oh, thanks. What we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about each of the different topics, the relationship to the self, to the other, to the community, and to the planet. And when we look at the relationship to the self, we'll look at things like improving that self-talk and also looking at tools to help us begin to reflect upon ourselves differently, such as a meditation and ways of enhancing our personal care and our habits.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do some experiential work. So with each section, I want to really give something experiential so there's a take home with it. And the
mm-hmm.
other reason is that some people will be there more for themselves because they want to look within the self, and some people want to look at their relationships with other people. So as you said, it's kind
mm-hmm.
of something that is general for and can be used and useful to many people.
Mm-hmm.
And then the relationship
mm-hmm.
with the self is to look at that, the dynamics that we get into and what are some of the motives that drive us in our relationships and
mm-hmm.
what helps us connect. And I've been working a lot with that nonviolent communication work.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And so it's a form of looking at explaining what the issue is, how it affected me, but not blaming
mm-hmm.
you, but just really how it affected me, then what I hope to change inside myself, not what I hope to have in this situation change, but what I hope to have change within me, and then what I wish for you, but I know can't change.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I had an argument with somebody, well, there was a couple that I saw recently where the woman was inspired and just went and interrupted the man, and then the man gets angry at the woman. So in peeling it away, what really bothered her was the way he spoke to her, and it was very
mm-hmm.
harsh, and it made her feel really small. So she
mm-hmm.
could say, you know, that I felt really small, and then he could say, but you interrupted me, and then, so they could each share how they were affected. But then
mm-hmm.
really it's like it made her feel small because she felt yelled at, and she really wished that she didn't get so emotionally reactive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she can ask for what she wants going forward, but she can't, like, you know, that's the other part about what we're going to look at is our expectations of the other person. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, because we can ask them to do something, but we have to really take care of it ourselves. It comes into self-responsibility.
You know, I think this is really important, too, because we as women assume that men can read our minds and that they should know, especially if you've been in a relationship for a period of time, that they should know what we're thinking, what we're feeling, and all of those things, and that we don't have to express ourselves verbally. All we have to do is just be there and show up, and then they will then know what to do. So, and that's not true. What you're saying now is that we need to state, both men and women, very clearly what the other expects the other to do. And because we don't state it, women, female-to-female interactions are very different than female-to-male interactions. And with a girlfriend, we don't have to state everything. We don't have to be very explicit because we're very intuitive. And men are too. But it's just like we use ours more than they, and so we expect them to relate to us the way that we relate to each other, and then there's a lot of miscommunication as a result.
Yes, that's a very good point. You know, so it's a lot of miscommunication and misunderstanding because men and women are so different, and the more we begin to accept the differences and have compassion for each other for those differences, there's so much easier it is. One day I was going kayaking with a friend of mine, and we were putting the kayaks on top of the car, and her husband so generously leaves his breakfast, comes out and says, "Can I help you?" So he's helping us, but she's pointing out how to do this. So he goes, "You know, I'm leaving. I just left my breakfast to help you, but you can do it." And then she just walked away and she said, No, that's okay. Please help." So as soon as he wants to fix, but then if we're going to start to direct and tell them how to fix it, that doesn't work either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there is a book called Brain Sex that actually talks about the difference between the male and female brain. So it's a good that you bring that up for sure.
So do you want to talk about that? Elaborate a little bit more about the difference between the different brains.
Well, the thing with the a man is 100% focused on a task when he's focused on a task, and then when he switches, that's it. He's done with that, and he really wants to fix, and he really appreciates gratitude. It goes a real long way. Where a woman's brain is on 24/7, like what you said, we're very intuitive. Both sides of our brain are working all the time. So we intuit or we might be sensing things. And, you know, like guys will go, "Well, how do you know that?" Because if they weren't focusing on it, they may not have been aware of it. I mean, we all have masculine and feminine aspects to us and, you know, a little bit of this, but... you're going out for a date, often a woman will just be talking in the car. A friend one day said to me, "Wait until I get on the highway and I'm ready, because I do really want to hear you." Because if he's focused on getting on the highway, he's not going to hear me. But in my mind, he's not wanting to listen to me. He doesn't pay attention to me. And I could go off on all of my belief systems around that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow. And because you're right, because with women we multitask. We can be in the car driving, listening to a conversation, looking at the road, listening to music, whereas you're seeing with men they're singularly focused on a task
much more
at
so.
Hand. I'm sorry.
Yeah, much more so. Yeah, much more so. Yeah.
And then we then think that they're not listening. We become angry and upset because we think that they're not paying attention to us and it's deliberate. But it's just the different ways in which we communicate.
Right, right. And the same thing with communication and frequency of communication. You know, women need contact and connection. Men are hunters and we're gatherers. We're connectors.
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, they hunt, we gather, we connect. So if we can learn that and then bring it into our relationship and be more mindful to it, it goes a long way.
So when you're doing your workshops, how do you keep women and men engaged and showing them what they're doing, they're throwing things off? Say, for instance, if you had a couple... How would you interact with a couple to show them where the disconnect is beginning?
I like to slow people up and to bring pause to it and to inquire how what somebody said affected the other person. And also sometimes mirroring back, well, how did you hear it? Mirroring is a great communication skill. Because many times couples don't hear them. I mean, we often don't hear ourselves. I do the same with individuals. I get really curious about the words that they use and what the words mean. You know, we all have an internal dictionary. So, and the more we get to know it, the more we get to know ourselves also. But with the couples, I'll just ask them to slow down and reflect and make sure they understand each other.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then to kind of ask.
Great.
Oh, sorry. Thanks. Go on.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
Yeah, and I was going to say, and then to kind of explore, like, what they're really trying to say, what they're really asking for. And then sometimes what happens is you'll find that the triggers and the things that upset them is, you know, something from the history that they brought into the relationship.
I think that's a really good point that you're making, because a lot of times people don't, when you're so engaged in your discussion, you really can't hear what the other person is saying to you. You really can't, because you're engaged and you want to be right. So you're not listening, you're not paying full attention. And by having someone like you as a facilitator, you don't have to be actively trying to listen, trying to be mindful. You know, so many hats, particularly if it's a heated discussion. So I think that's really, really good, what you're expressing.
Yeah.
I think it's really good. Yeah, I think it's good. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Do you do role-playing?
Not so much. No, I help them get in touch with, like, let's say if there is a trauma or something from the past, I help them get in touch with that, those original pains and those feelings,
mm-hmm.
because I think it's really key to get to kind of like the core of what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can do more of the behavior stuff. But to just do the behavior stuff without getting to the root of it, I find that this stuff still gets triggered and the person's emotional world hasn't really kind of been attended to.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make
so,
sense?
Yeah. But give like a concrete example. What would you do? How would you get to the core of it, someone?
Well, I was working with a couple recently, and they want to take their relationship to the next level, but there's a lot of fear about it. So they keep on kind of bucking heads or getting into, well, you know, little tiffies about the frequency of the other person calling them, and you don't really care, and I don't really matter to you. So there's a lot of reactive behavior.
So are they saying the same thing, or is
No, the woman was more feeling like the rejection, and the man in this case was feeling the fear. And like he would say to me, well, I love her. I'd say, okay, well, can you explain, you know, like then, well, how does that show up? I hear that's what you're saying, but what is it that you really want for the relationship? And she wants to like move forward in terms of like living together or getting married. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, as we peeled it away, he's terrified of the word marriage.
Mm.
But then then we talked about his other relationships, and I asked about it, and he did say that he has forgiven the people from the past, but there was still something holding him. And actually, you know, before you mentioned, one of the processes that I do is called brain spotting.
Mm-hmm.
So I had them both looking at a spot that corresponded to a tension in his stomach in relation to the whole topic of his past relationships. So I just,
mm-hmm.
wherever there's anything that's still connected to the past that's making it hard for you to move forward. So sometimes
mm-hmm.
the work is not all like about the story, but just also about the feelings and the embodiment of the experiences that we live.
Mm-hmm.
And then by being on this one spot, he was able to get to the realization that it has to do with his mother. And he's got a lot of angry feelings towards his mother. And when he was in therapy before, he worked on his father, and he thought that it was his stuff with his father. But by sitting with this in a mindful in the mindfulness of just being with the eyes on the spot and the feelings in the stomach, he was able to get to the root of what was going on. And so he really could see that if he didn't attend to this, he's going to keep on playing out the same thing because he assumes that she's going to reject him.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
You know, from New Thought, we talk about how we create our beliefs.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
So his core issue is that was he rejected by his mom?
He never felt loved by her. And she was
Oh, he never felt loved?
Mm-mm.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So it was, he then shies away from relationships as a result? Is that committed relationships?
When the intimacy gets close, he pulls back, and that makes her very frustrated,
mm-hmm.
his partner. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
but,
you helped. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'm helping him work through the anger towards his mother and to begin to come into relationship with that wounded part of himself.
Uh-huh. And in this case, he was feeling it in his stomach.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really good work. So when you have your clients have bodily sensations, you have them stay with that. Is that what you're saying in terms of just staying with it and not running from it to go deeper into it?
Yes, but, you know, sometimes we can't tolerate that much of the pain. So
mm-hmm.
I may have them find also a spot that, and this is from the brain spotting work, a spot that feels more grounded, calm, and connected. And so he was, like, running away from his stomach. So I said, well, he felt grounded in his legs. So I said, be with the feelings in your legs. So, and then there's this thing in somatic release experience work that you pendulate between the more painful and the more grounded so that you kind of build a sense of tolerance and so that you can be with your pain, that original wound. Because a lot of times we get into these relationships because, we're trying to protect ourselves and we run away from these painful feelings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we think, like what you said in the beginning, it's like, well, this next relationship is going to be nicer.
Mm-hmm.
And it is for a little bit in the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it shifts. Yeah, because you haven't done your core work. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. This is really wonderful. This is really wonderful. So...
Yeah, you know, it's very
exciting. Mm-hmm.
It's exciting to witness and to support people to move through this.
Yeah, and what I like is that you are giving people the tools to connect with their bodies. And because in traditional psychology, because I'm in the field of psychology too, in traditional psychology, it was not having people connect with the bodily sensations. And it was a disconnect. So people would ignore the feelings that they're feeling in their stomach because the stomach is like your energetic brain. And whatever feels off will usually hit the stomach and it's letting you know. But in traditional psychology, you don't pay attention to those bodily sensations like that. Let me just open the lines up, too. If anyone would like to call to talk to Cynthia, please give us a call. The number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Please call in so she can explain to you what may be going on within your life because a lot of times we're so busy living and surviving, not really thriving, and we can't make sense of it when we're in the middle of the storm. And Cynthia is such a wonderful resource to have. I'm so very thankful and blessed that I have wonderful experts to come on my show to give more information about what may be occurring And you can also find out more information at her wonderful workshop or see her privately. But having people like Cynthia on my show is excellent because you can ask the questions you may not feel comfortable in asking with a therapist one-on-one. So feel free to call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. The other thing that I want us to go over and talk about, and because I think what you're saying is really good, you're having people stop in the moment when they're experiencing things, because when couples are having a breakdown in communication, they are really not hearing each other because they're so interested in defending their own position and their own moods. So you're now telling them, you know, as a therapist, you can step back and allow them to view it, and you're not using emotionally charged words either. Using words that are very calming and supportive of the couples. So for any persons out there in the listening audience, if you are having a relationship issue with your significant other, your spouse, your child, your boss, or with yourself, sometimes we need to have someone who has the expertise, like Cynthia, to help us get over that hump, because we've tried everything possible and we've not been able to do it. And she's an excellent resource person, as you can tell. And she's very, very skilled in doing it and very compassionate. So you had mentioned earlier some of the areas that you're going to go over in terms of the workshop in May.
Right. Oh, do you want me to go over more?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So we talked about the relationship to others. The other key thing to go over has to do with, like, boundaries. Because I think we get caught in relationship a lot when we're busy focusing on the other person. And in, like, the 12-step program, they call it, like, taking the other person's inventory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and telling them what's right or wrong about them rather than being with ourselves and you know, using this other form of talk that I spoke of. But the, and then the other thing is some, many of us have worked on ourselves for years and we feel very, like, kind of bubbly and full. Like, for example, you have put together this great opportunity and you're creating community on the radio. You know,
mm-hmm.
So the other topic is on relationship to community. And you had asked me what inspired me around that. And one of the things I remember years ago was Ram Dass coming out with really talking about seva and giving.
Mm.
And some people say, like, when we give to others, we heal.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually an organization called the Heifer Foundation where you can buy or contribute and donate an animal to a community, which then helps that community be self-sufficient. So it's like continuously passing forward. And I think that how we are in relationship to the environment and the people that we live around and we live with, not just in our personal life, but in the lives of those around us, like our neighbors and our neighborhood and our, you know, larger communities. And the other part of healing, I think, is community. You know, when you're with like-minded people, you get inspired and you get support. And it's a wonderful way to heal from trauma.
It really is.
I mean,
yeah, I agree. That's so true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll be looking at that, and the other aspect of community has to do with leadership and fellowship. So we'll be looking at that as well at the workshop. And again, we'll be doing some experiential with each of these sections at the workshop on May 3rd.
So when you say experiential, for people who may not be clear about that term, what do you mean?
Oh, it could be that we do like a little exercise. Well, for example, on the next section I was going to talk about is connection to the planet. So like when I was talking before about the person and feeling where they feel most grounded, calm, and connected, well, a lot of, you know, you said we are electrical, energetic bodies and energetic beings, and we're made up of a lot of electricity, and just like an electrical wire, we need to ground ourselves. And we ground to the earth and to the planet. So we'll be learning some grounding exercises and different ways of doing that. And with the relationship to the community, we'll probably be working on some form of just assessing and exploring. So an experiential could maybe be doing a worksheet and checking some self, like making a scale and evaluating and assessing ourselves for some deeper self-inquiry.
Oh, wow. That is great. That is great. We have someone who wants to talk to you. Okay, let's just plug this person in.
Okay.
Greetings.
Hello.
Hi, you have to hi, you have to turn off the speaker. We're getting feedback.
Okay, we're going to do that momentarily. Hello, is it better now?
Yes, when I hear the feedback. Well, here's slight feedback. Can you turn it all the way down? Because you can hear on the earpiece because we're getting feedback. So your phone would be the speaker.
Yeah, we're moving the computer away from the phone to see if that helps, honey. Are we doing any better?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I can still hear it. So you probably need to be in another room and not near the computer at all.
Okay, I can do that. The two things I wanted to ask about was, of course, post-traumatic stress disorder, both in war zones and also in domestic violence, are very, very prevalent in our society today. And I wondered if the brain spotting was being used to try and treat that trauma, and if so, if it could be explained briefly.
Oh, excellent question.
Hi. Hi. Thanks for asking. It's a great question.
We're still getting feedback. Can you go to another room where the computer is?
I'm in the other end of the house now.
Okay, I'm not sure why we're getting feedback. Okay, we're trying because it's throwing things off because
you
hear it delayed.
And you can,
what happens, Jamel, if he mutes the phone while we answer?
Yeah, that would probably work.
I can do that, sure. Just a moment.
So that...
Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Should I speak now?
Yes.
Okay. So the question was, does the brain spotting work with the PTSD, and is there work being done with war zones and domestic violence? And the answer is yes. People...
I don't know. I'm not sure why there's feedback still. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, should I actually keep talking? So the answer is yes. There are people that are in the armed forces or work closely with the armed forces that are doing brain spotting. And there's somebody here in Atlanta that has worked with domestic violence, and there's some people up in Michigan that are also working with brain spotting with people who have gone through domestic violence. I guess what was the other thing he wanted to know was a little bit more about it. And the brain spotting is based on where you look affects how you feel. So by pairing up a traumatic issue or any other, issue like anxiety or depression or a negative belief system, or even it's sometimes used for performance enhancement and expanding creativity. But what it is that you, by bringing your awareness to this specific issue, and the clinician is helping you find a spot with your eyes to focus on when you're, and we usually pick up which spot that is on based on a scale of 0 to 10, which is most disturbing for you, which is least disturbing for you. And sometimes mm-hmm. this is picked up by looking at, watching the reflexes in the body, because it's based on the innate wisdom of the body and also the body's self-scanning system. So by pairing up the eyes with the issue, then finding a body felt sense of where you feel it, then you go through this mindful witnessing experience. And sometimes what happens is it's like watching a movie in your mind, or just your body, because in trauma, our body has been frozen kind of shut down. So you may begin to even witness a little bit of like a shaking and a twitching, and it's almost like a thawing out process that happens. And so that's kind of how it is used, what the basic session looks like with it. And then as the process is going on, the clinician is checking with you, when we rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, how activated are you around the issue, that's a good way to kind of check along the way of the process and the work how it's shifting and changing. And then you work with that so that it can get down to a 0, and that may happen in one session and can happen in, more than one session. But it is a very rapid way of working. And actually, the founder of it, Dr. David Grand, recently came out with a book on brain spotting, a rapid, effective therapy process, which can be gotten on Amazon. And he goes through the details of that. But we will be doing a phase one training here in Atlanta for clinicians that want to take it. And it's going to be held at the Link Counseling Center, April 25 to 26. So people can contact me, and I'd be glad to send them a flyer on it and a registration form.
Give them your contact information again, Cynthia, please.
Oh, my website is synthesis.com, CYNTHASIS.com, and the phone number is 917-816-3534. And the synthesis CYNTHASIS.com, and the phone number is 917-816-3534.
Mhm. Wonderful. So caller, just see if I can plug him back in. Hopefully we won't have that feedback. Hello, caller? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, okay. Did she answer your question?
Yeah. And it certainly made me think of some of the primal therapy work that I did during the 70s with people. And, because it's sounded rather primal in the approach when she was talking about the feelings and the, sort of the energy that's being tapped into.
Well, I
guess it really is working with the somatic mind-body connection. And it's also a dual process, so it's really within the relationship with the therapist, and whatever comes out, it's kind of tracked moment to moment. So, yeah, it does have some of those original qualities. I had core energetics in the background in those days. So
Yeah. Certainly sounds like it's sort of a layered approach.
I'm not clear what you mean by layered approach.
Well, working through the different layers to get down to the core of whatever is creating sort of the internal uproar or dysfunction.
Right. Yes, I guess so. Could put it that way.
Yeah.
I think the big difference for me in terms of like core energetics is that it's really, it's almost like you're the tail of the comet and the client is guiding and leading the work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's versus me instructing or telling somebody the next move. I'm waiting for that next move to kind of come innately from them and from their body.
I think that's how they own the entire experience and walk out of the office with a greater sense of accomplishment, as opposed to being, you know, led through whatever it is you're doing. I mean, to a great degree.
Yes, yeah, and that's, I think that's what makes it so healing, and feeling like you're being validated, and somebody's there witnessing you, experiencing you, believing in you.
Yep, they have a full sense of ownership. Something to be proud of when they leave.
Yes, yes, very much.
Well, thank you for letting me chat with you briefly, and I'm going to get off now and let you folks finish up, okay?
Okay,
okay.
And hopefully, caller,
you will be
able to attend her wonderful workshop in May as well.
I'll certainly keep that in mind. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And
bye.
For other callers, too, if you have any questions that you want to ask Cynthia, please call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Cynthia, before we close, are there any other things that you want people to know about your two wonderful workshops?
The quick little thing about the timing on the first one, it's actually from 9 to 6 on the 25th and the 26th.
Okay.
But that's okay. They'll get that from the flyer. And I guess I wanted to let them know that it will make it worth their while to come out and gain some inspiring inquirings and questions and experiences to support them on their journey.
I think that's wonderful. I think that's wonderful because there are wonderful things, wonderful new therapies that are out there that will enhance people's ways to communicate better and differently. And I like the somatic piece because I know with there's another therapist that I know that does the law of attraction, holistic life coaching. And what he does is he has people go into their bodies and feel when they're feeling anxious or whatever the feeling may be and identify that, and he tells them to sit with it and to see how long it takes for that feeling to go away, because it does go away.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think our feelings are like a, you know, part of a river. They just flow through us, and, you know, when they're frozen, we need to bring some heat to the ice to thaw it out, and also to learn to tolerate them.
And when you say tolerate, what? To tolerate the discomfort?
Well, to tolerate the discomfort. That's why sometimes it's good to go back, you know, like that pendulum that I spoke about before, going back and forth between the discomfort and the more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. And so doing that does what? By experiencing
it
the discomfort.
No,
experiencing the discomfort, because a lot of times people don't like to sit with their pain, and they want to jump out of it, to go to the level of comfort and not having to deal with the sadness or the anger or whatever. So you're saying to sit with it for a time and to feel it and not to jump out of it. Because that's my theory, too. I have a series called Don't Get Over It, Go Through It. But if you could give the listeners some more information about your process and why it's important for them to sit with it and not jump out of it.
Oh, because by being with it and bringing our present awareness to it, is so in a sense, it's sort of like we befriend it rather than make it like our, like right now my pain is my enemy because I just want pleasure. I don't like pain.
Right.
But the more I don't like it, it's like an annoying little kid. The more you don't like it or the more you restrict it, the more loud, noisier it's going to get. So in one way or another, it still is going to show up because, you know, to turn around and to face it and to say, well, what do you really want? And to befriend it, it's a part of us. It needs us.
Mm-hmm.
We need it.
The shadow
it's
side.
Our energy.
Mm-hmm. The shadow side.
Right. Right.
Mhm. Mhm. So, and you're saying that we need it, and why should we befriend it?
Well, you know, see, our pain, and the hardening around it, like our defense against it, and the hardening of that pain, is was there to protect us. And the more we can be with it and feel it and to know it, it softens.
And why is it that? Because I understand what you're saying, but it sounds kind of vague for some people who may not understand what you're talking about.
Well, it's part of our energy. So it's a hard part of our energy. Well, the pain is like a wounded part of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's tight and contracted. And then when we don't face it, then we create more fear. And we live in smaller spaces in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't do as much. So it's restricting.
Mm-hmm.
So the benefit of facing it is to feel free and less restricted.
So by dealing with the pain, it frees us up so we can be more comfortable with all parts of who we are. It's basically what you're saying.
Absolutely, yes. Yes, that is what I'm saying. Thank you.
So I really would like for the people in the listening audience, for the remaining few minutes, to call. Our number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. To talk to Cynthia, to get more information about her wonderful workshop on May 3rd, get information about her workshop, her workshops on the end of April. So would you like to give information about the brain spotting workshop?
Yes, the brain spotting workshop is being, I'm hosting Dr. Pai Fry, who started the Brain Spotting Institute in Rocky Mountains out in Boulder, Colorado. And she's coming here to do what's called a phase one training for 2 days, and it's for clinicians to be able to get the basic tools of how to do the brain spotting, and they'll be able to then go back to their practices and start applying it and using it. So it's going to be learning the history of the brain spotting as well as learning the method of how to do it and then practicing with each other so that they can get some good hands-on experience. And, of course, before that, there'll be some demonstration. So it's a great opportunity to learn a new tool. And Dr. Grand says that it's something to be added to what you already are doing. It's not like a long protocol that you then have to switch to what you innately already are doing, but it's to add to it and to add to your creativity as a clinician.
Mm-hmm. So this is for clinicians?
Mostly for clinicians, yeah.
Oh,
The brain spine. Okay. And the relationship workshop is for clients, for people who want to have better relationships with self and to others.
Yeah, it's absolutely for anybody. Yes. People,
mm-hmm.
you know, clients, couples, any of the listeners are more than welcome to come and join on May 3rd.
Well, we have gone over a little, but that's fine. I'm going to finish it up. So in our closing thoughts, just summarize everything that you want the listening audience to know about you, about your workshop, your contact information, and what they can expect for both of those workshops.
Okay, thank you very much. I just want to thank you again for having this conversation and opening it up. What I really enjoy doing is helping people feel good about themselves and connect deeper to themselves and to others in their life. So the workshop that I'm offering on May 3rd is called We Are All Connected, to really looking at and working with the ways in which we can enhance our relationship to ourselves and to others, as well as to our community and to the planet. And it will be experiential so that people can take home some tools and enhance their lives with it. So I'm very excited about giving that to people.
Mm-hmm. And what's the location?
Oh, it's at 455 East Paces Ferry Road. So the space is limiting, so it's good for people to call 917-816-3534 to sign up, or they can contact me through the website www.cynthasis.com. And
what's the other information that you want to share with them?
Oh, and then I guess I wanted to say a little bit just about my style of working and why I use the name Synthesis is because I integrate and synthesize all the different trainings in mind, body, spirit, will, and emotion that I work with, as well as helping people synthesize and integrate within themselves to enhance their life and their relationships and their creativity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a integrative medicine where it's integrating both within yourself and using different modalities to feel more integrated.
Mm-hmm. So some of the modalities are what? Are you using?
The brain spotting. Integrating
mm-hmm.
by using modalities as like guided imagery, brain spotting, EMDR, which stands for eye movement desensitization reprocessing, and core energetics, which is working with energy and consciousness, as well as doing more basic psychodynamic psychotherapy, looking at our patterns and our belief systems to help kind of get to the root and the core of whatever it is that's causing disturbance, because people will come because there's something that is causing an unsettlement that they can't seem to solve on their own.
Mhm. 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 So when people leave your workshop, what are some of the takeaways?
They're going to have some tools to be able to come up with an internal self-meditation to help enhance their relationship to themselves. They're going to come up with some grounding techniques to help them ground and feel more connected to themselves and to calm down their energy when they're feeling stressed and tense. So a lot of like de-stressing exercises, as well as looking at communication skills to enhance the quality of the relationships with themselves and with others, and we'll be going over a couple of key specific ones there,
mm-hmm.
and to also strengthen their sense of being part of a community and part of the world and part of the universe so that they don't feel isolated.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to and to do it in a joyous kind of way. You know, sometimes it's very deep work, but it's also, it's important to bring some vitality and joy to it.
I think that's really important. I think when people are doing their work, it can seem so labor-intensive and so deep and so heavy. But I think you're right. It's really important for people to feel joyful as they're doing the work. Because it's really, as the gentleman has said before, it can be really layered. But I think the way in which you're presenting it, it will really seem less like work and more like fun, because you're peeling away all the things that have impeded you throughout your life and kept you from growing as a spiritual being. So I think that that's wonderful. I think it's wonderful.
Right, and I hope they feel, free.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. So thank you so much, Cynthia, for sharing your time, your expertise, and your wisdom with us. It was truly, truly, truly an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show. And is there anything else that you would like to say before parting?
I just want to say thank you for listening, and I hope that it was worthwhile and people got something out of it, and it's been a blessing. So
yeah.
I really appreciate it.
And for those listening now and for those who are on the phone, because quite a few people are on the board, I can see them. And for those who are listening via computer, you can also listen to this wonderful show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, immediately after it goes off, because I have about 54 minutes for the rest of the program, and I'm going to give some information about that, but at 9 o'clock, the show becomes immediately available for listening. It becomes archived at that moment. So in thanking you, I also would like to have you repeat your telephone numbers so people can get in touch with you again.
Yes, thank you. I'll say it slowly. 917-816-3534. And I have offices in the Buckhead area in Atlanta. And sometimes I will work by phone or internet. The reason why it's 917 is because I am from New York. So I just moved here a couple of years ago. So. Thanks.
Wonderful. Well, thank you again. So if there are any listeners now who would like to talk to Cynthia before she leaves, please call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, if there are any listeners who are on the computer or on the board who would like to speak to Cynthia before she leaves, please dial 1-818-572-8023. And we are encouraging you to come, if you're a clinician, to the Brain Spotting Workshop at the end of April, and if you are interested in enhancing your relationship or having it become more meaningful, we would encourage you to go to the workshop on May 3rd, and you can listen to the specifics for the workshops again by tuning in after 9 o'clock, because the show will be archived. And please forward it to others, and we hope to see you there, okay? All right, then, after this commercial break, we will come back with part two. Thank you.
This is Professor Jamila Franklin, CEO and President of Oyende Enterprises, a holistic wellness company. We provide dynamic certified Reiki and energy medicine classes and trainings, certified aromatherapy courses, metaphysics courses, life coaching sessions, and private holistic counseling sessions. For more information, call 770-808-8051 or go to our website at www.oyendeenterprises.com. That is spelled O-Y-I-N-D-E-E. www.deenterprises.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Greetings. Welcome back to Higher Consciousness. We just had the wonderful opportunity to hear from Cynthia Schwartzberg. She was our guest for the first hour, and she was talking about her wonderful program that she's having, her upcoming workshops. One is on brain spotting for clinicians, which will be at the end of April. And she also talked about her wonderful workshop on relationships, which will be May 3rd. So if you are able to attend either one of those workshops, if you're a clinician, on at the end of April, please, please, please do so. And if you are interested in enhancing your relationship with yourself and with others, in your community and the planet, we encourage you to come to her workshop on May 3rd. She's an excellent clinician, and she's teaching you the ways in which you can be in touch with your body, because our body talks to us all the time when we're in relationships and we ignore the symptoms. So she would have you do get more in touch, which is a somatic practice, with the things that are going on in your body, and not to ignore them, because it give you, your body gives you information all the time. Okay, so now for the remaining time that we have on the air, I just want to give information about relationships. And also say happy, happy, happy April. You know, this year is passing by so quickly. I remember when we were doing our show at the beginning of the year in January. So now we see the cherry blossoms on the trees, and the bees have come out, and we see nature just springing forth, because it is springtime. And we are all connected, as Cynthia had mentioned earlier. And the connection is not just to human beings. We're connected. We're connected in terms of nature. We're connected in terms of the energies around us. We're connected to everything. Animals, reptiles, people, trees. And we've been taught for so many years not to pay attention, not to be mindful. So we are not paying attention to the ways in which we are affecting the other things around us. And that's why we see these interesting things happening in our environment, because we're releasing negative energies, negative ions and things and chemicals within the environment. And now we're seeing the fallout of that, because we're seeing things happening in the climate due to our not honoring nature, due to our disconnect regarding nature. And whatever we release in terms of thought, word, or action, there's a rippling effect. And if you could see it energetically, you would see the energy being released from us to other things out there in nature. And we would then understand why we're having these interesting climatic changes in our weather, and we will see how and why animals are responding very interestingly to us, and that is because we release things in the atmosphere, and it comes full circle. When this country dropped the A-bomb in Japan, the rippling effects from that drop was felt all the way here in America. There is not one thing that you can do on this planet that does not affect other things on the planet and in the planet. So I tell my students when I teach college to pay attention. Pay attention to everything around you. When you release a word or release a thought, especially now, things are coming back so very quickly. And the more attuned you are, the more in touch you are with your own energy, you see things manifesting even faster. So if you put out a negative thought, it's going to come full circle in a short amount of time. If you put out negative words, they are going to come full circle within a short period of time. So just start paying attention. Everything is connected to everything. And we, whatever's out in happening on the outside of you is because of things that are going on the inside of you. I know most of you have heard that before and feel that that's rhetorical, but it is not. It's definitely the truth. And we need to take personal responsibility because we can change things. You know, we have the dominion over this third dimensional world. All of the metaphysical books tell us that. All of the religious books tell us that. And what we've done in the past is we've just given away our power. We've not seen the connection. We've not seen how the dots are lined up. So now, with the way things are happening now, I think people are beginning to see how they create their own reality. And if you do something to people who supposedly don't look like you, like how people exhibit racism, homophobiaism, sexism, classism, ageism, if you put out energy to hurt, harm, or destroy those that you think do not look like you, it then shows up in your world. And it shows up in the ways in which you least expect it. When people have done things to harm, kill, or maim others that did not look like them, you can see it in their family line. It comes full circle. And it may not hit that person, but it will affect someone in the family. That's how energy shows up. So, and that shows a connection. And once we really understand that, then we won't be able to do things that are not the best and highest. We won't be able to do things that are destructive to each other because we will see the connection and we will see that we are all one. We're showing up in different encasements in terms of different bodies, but we're all one. We're all one. And it has nothing to do with religion. It's just a metaphysical and scientific fact. And I'm looking, this past weekend I was at an event, and I was looking at several babies. I saw two babies. One was a three-year-old. He wasn't a baby, but he was not beyond being a toddler. And then I saw a little baby who was probably about 8 months old. And both of those little boys connected with my energy. They were reading my aura. They were reading the energy fields around me. And one, the three-year-old, whom I had just met for the first time, wanted to go home with me. And he's very connected to his mother. But he said, I want to go home with her. And I found that very interesting because I've seen other little children who have responded the same way because they don't see, they see beyond the physical. They are reading my energetic field because we're connected. And they're seeing who I truly am outside of this human body. They're looking at the colors around me. They're looking at the energy swirls that are around me. And they gravitate towards that because they have just recently come from the other side. So they understand what they see, and they're not taught yet to shut down their third eye, which is the all-knowing spiritual eye. They just come over from the infinite source, from God. So they are very much in tuned and in touch with that energy force field. So when a three-year-old said he wanted to come home with me, and he literally left his mom to come to come with me, and she was amazed because I think that has seldom or has never happened with a complete stranger. And we have to convince him to go back to go home with his mom, like I said, whom he loves very much. But he had no apprehension, and no fear because he was reading, like I said, the energy. And the other baby who was about 8 months old was watching me and just smiling, and we were talking telepathically because he's a very wise and old soul, and he was communicating with me as well. So you can't communicate with anyone telepathically if you're not connected. And you can't, and I know a lot of you probably have had these things happen whereby you think a thought about someone and the person will call you, because we've mentioned this in the past on some shows. Well, that person was reading your, receiving, you're like a radio antenna. So you sent the signal out, and the person on the other side, the receiving end, was able to pick up your signal. And if we're not connected, there's no way that that could happen. The same thing with mothers and their babies. When mothers or their children, a mother can sense when a child of hers is having some distress. She can sense it. So how can she sense it? It's because of the energetic connection. And now I think this is so wonderful. We have this wonderful opportunity, and we're in this wonderful time whereby we can use that information, use it telepathically, rather than picking up the phone. Let's just do this. Let me show you how to do this tonight, okay? I'll give you some information that I teach in my workshops. And if anyone wants to talk with me, too, you can just call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. If you would like to talk to me this evening, you dial 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And if you would like to talk to me privately, you can just dial 770-882-7347. Again, if you would like to talk to me privately, the number is 770-882-7347. So, just think this evening before you go to bed. Think very, very hard about someone. Just concentrate on this person's energy. And focus on the person. Do not call the person, but just keep that person in your thoughts. And just say, I want this person to call me. Just keep that thought circulating in your mind. And I guarantee you, and don't question how it's going to happen or when it's going to happen, that person will call you or send you a text or send you an email, but the person will contact you. Because you're putting out the energy, and you can do that because we're all connected. So the person would then receive the energetic impulses from you, like a radio antenna, which is receiving the signals. And then the person would eventually call you. So by our being one and being connected, we're able to exchange energy like that. And it doesn't just stop with human beings. It also goes with animals. I know I have several. I have 3 cats and a dog, and I communicate with them all the time. And people laugh when they come to visit me because they see that my animals are very, very connected to me. And they do act as if they are human. And they look at my energy field around me, too, to see if I'm angry or if I'm joyful or happy or whatever, and they respond accordingly. If they see the field around me reflecting happy thoughts or joyful thoughts or whatever, and they can see it's a certain kind of color, then they know that everything is great. But if they see another color and if I call them, then they know that they had better respond to that call within the first the first time I call or call their names. So because for animals and babies, we just represent balls of energy. We think that they see the encasement. They do, but they're not really focused on the skin and the body. They're focused on how do you show up? How are you showing up energetically? And that's what they respond to. Remember, you know, a lot of people tell you not to run from dogs if you see a dog, whatever. Where the dog is feeling your fear, and the dog is also looking at the energetic field around you. I am not one to tell you not to run from a dog or to run from a dog. I would not advise you either way. But that's what the animals are responding to. They're not responding to the physical body as much as they are the energetic body. And that's really powerful information to have and to know, because, and we can shift it because we're all connected. You can shift your energy and present to the people around you and to the animals and even to your environment, your house. You can shift your energy whereby people that you no longer, that you formerly were in disagreement with, you can shift your energy to a place to where that would not be an issue. You can change the energy in your home. You can change the energy in your office. You can change the energy in your car. You can change the energy in any environment and situation where you find yourselves. You have more control and more power than you may ever realize. And we give our power away because we think, oh, I can't change the energy in my office. Oh, you can. Because we're all connected. You can send a thought before you get to your office and say, everything is in divine order. Everything is in divine order, and things are going to move today with grace and ease and comfort. Set your intention. And two powerful words, divine order, would correct and straighten out any situation that you're in. So, and because we're connected, when you, if you have a person that you know that's really disagreeable or mean-spirited, all you have to do is sit down and focus on that person's energy and send him or her loving thoughts and divine love. Loving thoughts and divine love. And everything would just correct itself. It would just flow. So we spend too much time, you know, getting into our heads, trying to force and make things happen, when all we have to do is allow for things to happen. And things will just flow effortlessly and correct themselves when you use the word divine order. And because you were connected, you can then have an influence on the person because we're connected. So you think about the person with love and joy in your heart, and harmony and peace. And you just, if you're having a troubled relationship, just say, the God in me or the divinity in me salutes the divinity in you. Just think that thought all throughout the day. And I guarantee you, people who are obstinate or who are not agreeable will tend to shift, or you will move out of their world. One of two things. They will shift, or you will move out of their world. But you can change the energy around you because we're all connected. You can change your environment, and things will shift. And then what? You don't have to have a lot of long discussions with people. Sometimes we're just talking, and we're over-talking. We're wanting to fix things and trying to have things flow the way that we want them to flow. And we're too involved from an ego perspective. So this way, you're involved, but you're involved from an energy spiritual perspective. You're willing to step back and allow spirit, infinite source, the Most High, Jehovah, Allah, to flow through you and correct the situation, as opposed to you're forcing your agenda. So, and because we're all connected, whatever you say is going to affect the other person's energetic body. So be very careful before you say something verbally or put something in writing in a text or an email or a card, because once you send the information out or say things that are not kind, you can apologize, but you cannot take those words back. And those words have energy. So we need to really, really understand that when we say things to people, it's like we're saying them to ourselves. We're all one. So would you want to be mean-spirited or use very harsh words to yourself. If you say no, then think about what you're about to say to someone whom you know. And a lot of times people are speaking out of anger and fear, desperation. And once those feelings subside, they regret having made statements that are not positive, that were hurtful. Because, like I said before, you cannot take those, or you can sugarcoat them, but you can't take the words back. They're out there. So rather than harming a relationship or doing something that's not the best and the highest, you know, sometimes we should take a pause, just put things on pause. Because you're also, like I said before, that person is a part of you. And before we say anything, just put things on pause and reflect. And then once you have had a chance to reflect, you can then determine if you should say what you're saying, what you had intended to say. And then you can determine how you want to say it. Because as the old cliche goes, you can get more bees with honey than with vinegar. So there's a way in which we can convey the same information, but from a spirit of love and peace and harmony. So we will continue after this brief commercial break. And if anyone has any questions, feel free to call 1-812-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-812-8023 and press 1. We'll be back after this brief commercial break.
Are you stressed, tired, need to relax? Peace Be Still, a natural holistic aromatherapy blend, is your answer. My name is Jacqueline Scott, and I have been a faithful user for years. For more information and to purchase Peace Be Still, a wonderful blend for the entire family, go to Amazon.com or call 770-808-8051 today.
Welcome back to the last 27 minutes of Higher Consciousness. Tonight we were talking about we are all connected. And for the first hour, in a few minutes, we had Ms. Cynthia Schwartzberg, the founder of Synthesis, which is a somatic and somatic and mental program that deals with getting yourself more in line with the energies that you feel within your body. As I stated before, our body is always talking to us, but we're not always listening. And with her wonderful program, and she's going to have a workshop on May 3rd dealing with relationships, it will show you how to get in touch with your feelings and how to respond to others with whom you have relationships from a place of growth, empowerment, as opposed to feeling unheard. So, and we're now talking about how everything is all connected, everything on this planet. People, that's how people can give psychic readings to other people, because they tap into their energetic field. And if we're different species or not connected, that would not be able to happen. There would be no way you can tap into someone else's energy field if we're not connected on some level. This is not possible. So we're connected, and we're seeing now the ways in which we can take our power back and do things from a place of higher power and higher evolvement and energy. So before we think or before we act on our thoughts, just think, this person is also me. So if I'm about to be rude to this person, I'm being rude to myself. If I'm about to be physical with this person, I'm being physical with myself. Just think, everything you say to someone is really who is an extension of you. You're basically saying or doing it to yourself, because as I stated, we are all connected. So once we really understand this and incorporate this within our psyche, I think then we would have less instances where people are not getting along or where people are being cruel to each other because they will see other people as an extension of themselves. And I think it's really important for us to start doing this kind of work because this is the work, by seeing that we're all connected, this is the kind of work that will help the planet heal. And there will be no discordant energy or minimal discordant energy because we will see that people are just an extension of ourselves. So I think it would be very, very important for us to go out in nature and not only see other people as an extension, but animals. Every time you do something to an animal, that reverberates out into space. If you're killing animals unnecessarily or if you're harming them unnecessarily, that energy goes out into space. And then Mother Earth, now you see the repercussions of that. We've been so mean and so intolerant in terms of how we've treated Mother Earth, and now it's come back. It's come back to us. And we're seeing the effects of it, like I said earlier, in terms of climatic changes. You know, people are like, oh, I don't have to be mindful of the planet. You know, throw toxic chemicals in the ocean and all of that. And we're now seeing the ramifications. You can't do one thing to, you can't do anything to one thing of the planet and not see it show up in other parts. So pay attention. From now on, just start paying attention. When you see something not happening the way you want it to happen in your world, go back and do reflection and say, oh, okay, I put something out into the universe, and it has now come full circle. And I may not be able to recognize it because I'm not in touch with I'm not in touch with it, and it doesn't look the way that it did when I made the word, I made the comment or whatever. A lot of times, people cannot see how they are contributing to energy that's around them. But I guarantee you, if there's something going on within you, and sometimes it may not be karma, it may just be a past life situation that needs a little bit of tweaking. And sometimes it's just a soul lesson. Sometimes there are people here who have done all the right things and have been in touch with their energy and have caused no harm to any creature or person. And they're still going through, they're having their valley experiences. And that could be because they're having their initiation. So it's not that they set anything in motion that was quote-unquote negative. It's just that they are going through an initiation, and so there was no cause and effect. They didn't cause it, so they're not experiencing the effect of it. It's just that they're going through an initiation, and their path may be a little different. So when you're thinking that you're going through something that you did not create, that you caused, and that you did not cause any harm to any person or animal intentionally, then you can call on the power of grace. Grace is so phenomenal because it says that even though you have not created what you, you have not sent the thought out to create something marvelous is going to happen anyway. And that's when the creative one, the infinite one, the power of the universe says, okay, you know, I'm going to bless you with this wonderful opportunity. Even though you have not studied for it, you haven't worked in this particular area, you haven't done anything to create the results of your having this wonderful opportunity, but God's grace is there. So when you know that you've paid your karmic debt for whatever it is that you came here to pay your karmic debt for, you know, okay, I've done it, I've done what I'm supposed to do, then ask for grace. Grace exempts you, and it pulls you out of the cause and effect. It just has wonderful things to show up because of who you are. You didn't earn it. You didn't beg for it, you didn't plead for it, you didn't pray for it. The universe just opened the doors because that's grace. So grace supersedes the cause and effect or law of karma. And you can also ask for grace for someone whom you know because we're all connected. And this person may never know that he or she is here by grace. A lot of us are here by grace because of the prayers of our ancestors, particularly grandmothers. They would pray from sunup to sundown. And it's those prayers that are carrying us through. And because we're connected, they could pray the prayer that would affect us in a positive way. So, you know, hopefully you can see how this is all connected, how the stream goes. Whatever you put out, you shall receive. And then when you're in the space of grace, you may receive it even though you have not put it out. So that's the thing about grace. That's what I love. It will allow you to have the wonderful things that you deserve without having worked for it. You don't have to work hard and work hard. It's just allowing. Grace allows, enables you to just sit back and bask in the comfort and the kindness and in the thoughtfulness of the infinite source of the creative one, who's saying you don't have to do anything. As I said before, I'm just going to bless you, give you grace. But for those of you who are not at that level, and most people are not at that level, just see how your words and your actions are creating your karma. What you say, what you do, has to come full circle. So be, as I stated before, be mindful. Be mindful of what you say and of what you do. Because when it shows up, it will usually show up when you least expect your karma, and it doesn't feel good. So you can take charge of your life. As I stated before, you have dominion over everything. And just start thinking the thoughts that will create the future, the present and the future that you desire. Everything is possible for those who have faith and who believe. Not in terms of religion, but just in terms of knowing how the laws of the universe work. You can have anything, 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 anything. But always ask, and I've read this in Florence Kovashin's book, and this is so powerful, ask for the divine solution or divine selection. So if you're looking for a job, don't ask just for, you know, I want a job. No, ask for the divine selection. And I've been doing that recently. I've asked for things, and I've gotten what I've asked for. I've asked for the best and highest. See, now, when you get to the divine selection, and I've done this for other people, too, because we're all connected, you can pray a prayer or visualize something for someone to say, I'm asking for the divine selection for Mary. I'm asking for the divine selection for Paul. So that then keeps you from being attached to the actual person that you want to show up or the position. Because if you say, you know, if you are a male and you say, I want to marry Marie, Marie may not be your divine selection. And you marry Marie, and that is horrendous. You can't wait to get her out of the house. But you were not asking for your divine selection. You thought that you knew who would be the divine selection, and you got caught up with the appearance. The same thing goes for women in a mate. Ask for the divine selection and let the universe provide you with the ideal mate. Ask for the divine selection for a house, the divine selection for a job or a career, divine selection for anything in your life, and just step back and allow the creative powers of the universe to bring it to you and ask for it to come effortlessly with grace and ease. So it means only the best can come to you. Only the best. And we have to be willing to step aside and to get out of the way to allow the universe to move through us He can't come to you unless it comes through you. So when we see things happening for someone else, and this is something, too, that's really important. If you see someone else being rewarded or blessed with the thing that you wanted, if it's a relationship, television, a set, or money, and you say, oh, my gosh, I wanted that, and she didn't even want that, or he didn't even want that, that's the universe's way of saying yours is on the way. So rather than getting frustrated or angry with other people, just say, wow, mine is on the way. If you see a penny on the floor, you've been asking for millions of dollars, and you step over the penny, be thankful for the small things, because with that, then the universe is saying, oh, okay, he's open to prosperity. He picked up the penny, didn't scoff at it, so now more and more can come his way. So that's the way it goes. You know, when you see the connection, see how everything shows up and how we are all connected, then we're thankful and we're appreciative. And we see how the energy works, because there's nothing in our world that's there by happenstance. It's either there by grace or we create it through karma. So let's just sit back and say, how did my day go today? And how did I do in terms of my interactions? There was this little section in Florence's book where this woman ate a poisoned oyster. I mean, she became ill because the oyster was not healthy. And so the woman blamed the oyster, and Florence Gulbenkian said, no, you are the problem. You, because of your energy being so off, you selected an oyster that was not in harmony with your body. And she found out that the lady was in disharmony with 19 people. So she had to attract to her something that was going to be harmful, because she was not in alignment with peace. So she attracted to her the oyster, who would throw her her system off even more. So everything that's going on within your world and in your life, see the connections, see the dots, and see how it's all connected. Everything is connected. It's kind of like if you could take a pen or pencil and connect the dots to everyone. To everyone and to everything. Not just to people, as I said before, but to animals. I know my animals came to me by divine selection. It was a perfect fit. So whatever you want from now on, just, okay, universe, I'm going to open up to you. And I just want everything to come to me through grace and ease and by divine selection. And I'm going to allow, not force anything. When people say they're going to make this happen, you don't have to make anything. Since you're connected to the universal one, you and God and the Christ energy and the Buddha energy and the Muhammad energy, all of that is already in you. So you don't have to make anything happen. All you do is just allow it to happen. And once you start allowing it and just letting go of the steering wheel in your life, and just say, okay, I'm going to surrender this, because I know if God is me, in me, and part of me, then all I have to do is take my hands off the steering wheel and just allow and see the energy flowing through me. And then so I can see that Hamida over here, who received $10,000, we're connected. So when she received her $10,000, that's the universe's way of saying, okay, pay attention. Yours is coming. It's already on the other side, and it's just now getting closer to you because you're opening up and allowing it to happen. So that's what it's all about. It's just like seeing how everything is connected, seeing how all the people are connected, how the animals are connected. And when we get to the place of really, really seeing no separation between other people, we don't get caught up with the different appearances of separate bodies, when we see the energy flowing back and forth constantly, when we open up our third eye and can see that constantly, then as I said before, you can't hurt anyone because that's you. You can't drop a bomb, an A-bomb on a country because, you know, it's affecting you. Everything is connected. And so because you know that, then it frees you up to do wonderful things. It frees you up to have joy and peace because there's no enemy. The enemy, as I've said on other shows, is their inner, I-N-N-E-R, inner me. So once we start getting the inner me in alignment and being joyful, then the appearance of enemies would dissipate. The discordant energy would dissipate because we see that there is nothing on the outside of us that's greater than the thing on the inside of us, and that everybody on the outside that looks different is just a reflection of who we are. And I can't hurt him or her without hurting myself. So we're going to look forward to spring. We're going to we're going out to commune with nature, with the butterflies, with the birds, with the flowers. And as I've said before, do not go out killing bees out in their natural habitat, because if you kill all of the bees, Einstein said it's within a few years that we will all be dead because they pollinate the flowers. And we're all connected. So they pollinate the flowers for the food that we eat so we can have food to eat. So they're providing us with our nourishment. So why would you kill something that's helping you stay on this planet and in a healthy way? So it's just about changing, right? It's about changing the way in which we see things, and it's about changing the myth and the lie that we're separate. It's about changing the myth and the lie that we're different than someone else. We just want to stand up and say, no, that lie no longer exists. That reality is no longer my reality. It's an illusion, and we're all connected, and I'm honoring that. And once we step into that and honor it and feel free, feel proud of it, that frees up our energy so we can freely give. Because then if you see that there is no enemy and that people out there are not out there to hurt you or harm you, but it comes in different gradations. As you become more aware of who you are, you would then gravitate to and attract to you people who are also enlightened. And the people who are not on that frequency would just float out of your life. And when you see them float out of your life, let them float. Don't go back to look for them like, where's Sue? Where is Bob? I haven't seen them in a while. Well, you haven't seen them because they were removed from your life because you've outgrown them in terms of your frequency. You're still connected, but they're the lower version of who you are. And so now you're at a much higher version. So there's no way that Bob and Sue can remain within your energetic frequency because you've outgrown it. So you can still remember them and talk with them on occasion, but you just know that you're no longer vibrating at that frequency. And you just choose to move on. And even though we're all connected, they're still vibrating at the frequency of where you were when you were 20 or 30 years old. Now that you're in your 40s or 50s, you have to, and you want to evolve, you're vibrating at a different frequency. But we're all still connected, so that lower part of you, which is symbolic of them, is still part of your energetic frequency, but you're no longer living there. You see it, you acknowledge it, and then you move on to the higher frequency and to the higher levels. So I'm so excited about spring for everyone and for myself as well. New beginnings. And it does not mean that you have forgotten about the past. It just means that you're so looking forward to what's ahead of you. new thoughts, new ideas, new relationships, that are vibrant, that are full of life, because that's what spring represents. So everything is just looking so wonderfully, so wonderful, and so positive, so positive. And you know, the best is yet to come. But we will always remember that we are all connected, and we will impart this information to others so that they can see how they're connected to us as well. And in doing so, we would then begin to see changes in our relationships, changes within our environments, changes within our worlds, because once we see that we are connected, we then are not going to see people as the enemy. We will see them as their inner me. And what we don't like outside of us, we then can change it. And as we change their inner me, then the enemy will disappear. So as we change the inner me, then the enemy will disappear. So we'll just step up, walk up to our blessings and to the wonderful world that awaits us. I mean, isn't that wonderful to know that the Universal One, Creative Power, has given us all of this wisdom and all of this power to create and be and do and have a different kind of experience. And let's just be open to different kinds of experiences, too. There are so many people on this planet, and we just get really stuck and restrict ourselves just to our comfort zone. I think it would be wonderful to go to different countries and go to an area where you know very few people, if any people, to experience something different, something new. I think that would really be wonderful, because I doubt that you would want to leave this planet the same way you came in, having had no new experiences, just charging through life, without looking forward to each day with wonder and awe and excitement. So by doing these things, you know, seeing that we're all connected, there's no fear, so you can step outside of your comfort zone and go to a place that is a different part of the world, because you don't fear people who may or may not look like you. You see the connection, and you're moving forward with joy, peace, ease, and you're moving forward with minimal effort. Because I think we do too much. We're always, as I said before, pulling, forcing, making attempts to make things happen, and just making a mess out of everything. So what we want to do now is start seeing that we are all connected, and we're all part of the Universal One, even though we come in different shades and colors and heights and all that. We're all still connected. When you pull away the skin, the outer layer, everybody looks the same, and we're all connected. So we're feeling more comfortable with that. And we're relishing in the fact that we can create our world, and we're going to have something different, and that we are going to embrace people and see them as extensions of ourselves. I've said that before, but really understand that and really feel comfortable with it. And allow and give up the making. Allow the universe to move through us and to see that every prayer is answered. You pray a prayer, it's already answered on the other side. So we are now allowing it to come through. So I thank you so very much. And until next time, until next week, have a wonderful week, everyone. Take care. Talk with you soon.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me and love lives inside me.